Not a sausage, penniless, broke, fucking nothing. That's how it all started. These raw words open Gordon Ramsay's remarkable journey from poverty to culinary stardom. Born into what he calls the all-time dysfunctional poker hand, his path wasn't paved with silver spoons, but forged through relentless determination. Beyond the explosive television persona lies a shrewd businessman who built a global empire through calculated risks and an unwavering commitment to excellence. His first encounter with money came through a weekly wage packet that emptied faster than a jackrabbit facing a shotgun. This early financial instability bred a pathological need to track every penny, a trait that would later serve him well as a business owner. While peers complained about conditions and pay, Ramsay focused solely on surpassing everyone else. I just needed to overtake everyone else, like cars in a race. This competitive spirit pushed him through 16-hour days, arriving before dawn and staying late into the night to perfect new techniques. What if more of us approached our work with this level of obsessive dedication? Not just putting in hours, but genuinely striving to be unassailably superior at our craft. Despite Aubergine's success, tensions grew as the owners prioritized profits over cuisine, planning to use Ramsay's name for chain restaurants. Even with his 10% share, he felt restricted and began exploring options. A pivotal conversation with his father-in-law, Chris, changed everything. After declining a constraining offer, Chris posed two crucial questions. What do you really want to do in life? Do you want to work for someone, or do you want to go it alone? When Pierre Kaufman offered his Royal Hospital road lease for $500,000, they seized the opportunity. With Chris securing Bank of Scotland funding and Pierre deferring $175,000 of the payment, they moved forward. 46 staff from Aubergine joined them, and they transformed the space into a restaurant in just 30 days. Within 6 months, they were clearing $50,000 monthly with full bookings. Sometimes the most important business decisions aren't about spreadsheets. They're about having the courage to walk away from security towards something that's truly yours. The transformation of Restaurant Gordon Ramsay at Royal Hospital Road was swift. When Ramsay noticed the dining room's bleakness before opening, Chris's Murano Pras from his flat became an impromptu solution, pieces that remained for 5 years as restaurant icons. Despite their first service enduring failed air conditioning and sweltering temperatures, they turned a profit in month one. Ramsay implemented a one-month advance reservation policy, having learned at Aubergine that unlimited booking windows deterred customers. Ramsay rejected the elitist reservation practices common at prestigious restaurants like the Ivy. Instead, he created a flexible system accommodating both special occasions and maintaining standards, including always keeping a table for single diners. With Royal Hospital Road success, they opened Petrus, establishing Ramsay's model of offering talented chefs shareholding positions as chef patrons. While cuisine remained paramount, wine sales provided crucial profits, exemplified when bankers once spent $44,000 on wine in one evening. The best businesses don't just deliver excellence, they create systems that make excellence repeatable and scalable. While London thrived, Ramsay's venture into Scotland became his first major setback. Despite Chris's negative market research about Edinburgh, they opened Amaryllis at 1 Devonshire Gardens, a chic Glasgow boutique hotel. Ramsay's enchantment with the elegant venue overshadowed his business judgment. Though initially promising, the restaurant soon faced mounting challenges. Strain on London operations, kitchen conflicts, staff absences, and disputes with hotel ownership. Despite regular motivational visits from London at dawn, nothing improved. When Chris presented the stark reality, pay $41,000 monthly in losses or close, the decision became clear. The experience taught Ramsay an expensive but valuable lesson about vanity and knowing when to walk away. Two pivotal events shaped 2001. Royal Hospital Road earned its third Michelin star, and Claridge's offered Ramsay their restaurant, his biggest opportunity yet. The first challenge was winning over John Seriale, Blackstone's Bronx Bruiser hotel manager. When Seriale asked about breakfast service, Chris immediately agreed, knowing other chefs had balked at this request. The deal gave them kitchen control, with Blackstone funding renovations for 11% of turnover. Ramsay cleverly converted unused kitchen space into a chef's table, a profitable innovation that doubled his quality assurance since guests could observe operations. Profits started at $600,000 annually, then surged to $1.65 million in year three and $2 million thereafter. This growth came from addressing customer complaints through systematic operations meetings. Ramsay revolutionized kitchen management by introducing profit loss tracking and teaching chefs to monitor food margins. Success ultimately came from obsessive attention to detail, including having staff experience their own restaurant as guests to perfect service standards. By 2000, Ramsay ventured beyond Britain when Hilton approached him to open in their new Dubai property, his first international expansion. Dubai posed unique challenges. The Thursday-Friday weekend schedule complicated London coordination, and UAE laws required restaurants to operate within hotels. Their visit revealed Dubai's distinct hospitality culture, exemplified by the Burj Al Arab's submarine-themed restaurant where spectacle trumped food quality. Angela Hartnett was chosen to lead the Dubai operation, bringing the perfect mix of culinary expertise and diplomatic skills to represent the Ramsay brand abroad. The venture faced immediate hurdles when the September 11, 2001 attacks left the hotel nearly empty for weeks. Distance management proved difficult. Simple issues that London resolved quickly often dragged on due to time zones and communication barriers. Though Verre never matched London's financial success, it established Ramsay's international credibility. The experience taught him that success came not through rigid control, but by empowering talented people who could adapt his brand's values to local conditions. Ramsay's view on money is straightforward. While more money seems life-changing when you have none, he never actively pursued wealth. The real question is what you do with money once you have it, whether you're naturally generous or frugal. Gradual success helped Ramsay stay grounded. He believes encouragement is as crucial as compensation. People need both financial stability and motivation to thrive. True dedication deserves recognition. Team members must feel they're essential, not through constant praise, but genuine appreciation. Success shifts perspectives, making the impossible seem routine. Ramsay's partnership with Chris worked because they respected each other's domains. With Mark Askew managing Royal Hospital Road, Ramsay could expand, avoiding the trap of a single venture. Glasgow taught him to confront failure head-on and accept responsibility. As stakes grew higher, attention to detail became crucial, exemplified by Claridge's success through rigorous quality control and secret shoppers. For Ramsay, true success isn't measured in restaurant names or bank balances. It's about building something meaningful that empowers others to excel alongside you.